coming in with man of the match, Darrell Hogan, and Darrell, it really shows how well you set things on fire for Dundalk tonight. I know you're going to say it's a team effort, of course it was, but you got man of the match and you were taken off 20 minutes into the second half, and it was just deserved because the game was done and dusted when you were taken off.
Oh, no, it definitely wasn't done and dusted. You know, the lads who came on done a very good job and possibly could have had a couple more, you know, if Rogers wasn't in the form he was in. No, I was happy how I played tonight, but you said it was a team effort. It was a great team performance tonight. You couldn't say anyone had even an average game. Everyone was very, very good. And the way we played, the way we popped it around, like, that's a very good Sligo team that we played tonight. And we played very well and we beat them 3-0.
I mean, they came into the game tonight. They've only conceded 8 goals all season in the league campaign. You've managed to put 3 past them tonight.
Yeah, well, that says a lot about how we played tonight. You know, we kept the ball very well. We created chances, and honestly, it could have been more, in all honesty. You know, Rogers was absolutely excellent in goals. Some of the saves he made were incredible.
The start was superb. You had a couple of chances. He took off some great saves, and eventually you got the opening goal. You took it really well.
Yeah, it was a nice strike, but I should have probably had one or two beforehand. In all honesty, you know, it was. I'll have to work on that now in training the next couple of weeks and get the early ones.
I think you're talking about the one that was crossed to you, and you had the shot on McMillan, cleared off the line.
Yeah, that's the one. You know, she shouldn't have had a chance to clear it off the line. In all honesty, I mishit it and didn't go in, but we won the game 3-0. That's all that matters.
What was important to you, Curtis's second goal 3 minutes after the break, that was a huge tonic for the team. I know 2-0 leads are always dangerous, but it was a great start to the second half.
Well, 2-0 leads aren't as dangerous as 1-0 leads, to be fair. So, it was a great finish. You know, he took it very well. Had a good time for us. And then, obviously, we got the third almost straight away after, which was brilliant for us, you know. We put them under a lot of pressure. And then 3-0, it's very, very difficult to get back in it, especially the way our back four is playing.
And just to finally, I've been talking to people here tonight, and they've said that this Dundalk team were the best team they've seen, and it's even better than the Jim McLaughlin team. The style of football that you're playing, and Jim McLaughlin was here in the 70s and early 80s.
Yeah.
You're a young team, you're a team that never gives up, and a team the energy levels, I've never seen a Dundalk League team have such energy levels in a long, long time.
Yeah, we're playing very, very well. Obviously, it's early days yet, you know, we've not even got to the break yet, so it's going to be a long road, but at the moment, we're definitely playing very well, and you know, all the lads work very hard. Very strong squad, which keeps everyone on their toes, which is exactly what you need. And you know, that's going to be the key for us, because there's going to be a lot of games. We've another 3 games coming next week, so it's definitely going to be difficult. But at the moment, when you have the squad that we have, it's easy, I suppose, to play the way we're playing.